What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 14 of Sunday Funday, which that means it is week 14 in the NFL, and I will be giving you my picks for this week, what I think are the better picks for this week. So last week, we had the Thanksgiving Day special, that's right. So the Thanksgiving Day picks were not that good. The teaser that I had was a miss because the Bills, hey, let's give the Buffalo Bills some credit here. They are for real. I thought that would be a close game. I don't know if it's more on Dallas, but Buffalo's a good team. I'll give it to them. So then went into the regular Sunday picks. We were mediocre, I would say, about 50-50. I did that round robin parlay, and that, I believe, one of those hit. So I made my money back on those picks at least. Then I think I went 2 out of 4. So let's get right into this week's games. I looked over the schedule, see who was on the docket for this week, found 4 games I liked. And again, these picks were locked in earlier in the week, so these spreads most likely have changed. The first game, I've got Green Bay at home against the Washington Redskins. So Green Bay is losing 13.5 points. Green Bay's at home. I think they're turning around at the right time of the year. Playing good football. This is going to be in Lambeau. We know how Washington is. I know they won last week, but still. Weren't scoring a lot of points. I see Green Bay taking it to Washington, winning this game very easily. Should be by a large margin. So, give me Green Bay losing the 13.5. Next pick. I locked this in prior to the news of Ron Rivera being fired as the Carolina Panthers head coach. And if anything, I think that may make this team play even a little better, because I know that they like Ron Rivera. They couldn't do it for him. So I see them having an emotional game and playing for Ron Rivera, even though he's fired now. He's going to be fired anyway, so it doesn't matter. But anyway, we got Carolina at home against Atlanta. Carolina getting 2 points. I'll take Carolina getting the points. Atlanta's not that great. Carolina can score some points. Carolina almost beat New Orleans. Remember that. So I'm taking Carolina getting 2. The next game, New England at home against Kansas City, favored by 3. So New England lost last week. They didn't look that great. But a lot of their guys were sick. That was just a bad coincidence for them. I think they'll get a turnaround at home playing the Chiefs, who look like they're turning around, going in the right direction as well. But that defense isn't that good, and New England's defense still is dominant. I don't care what their offense looks like, that defense is dominant. Gilmore, I think he could be the defensive MVP this year for sure, easily. It's a lockdown cornerback. So I'm taking New England minus 3 points. I think they'll be able to win this game by at least a touchdown. So 3 points, I like that. Maybe it'll go to 3.5, who knows? I'm taking it right now with the 3. The last game, a little interesting. We got Pittsburgh at Arizona. Arizona's getting 2 points. I like Arizona in this game. Pittsburgh is traveling to Arizona. Pittsburgh on the road is not a good football team. And after that emotional win against the Browns last week, they can easily go down to Arizona and lose this game. Arizona's got a decent offense. I know Pittsburgh's D is good, but Arizona can score some points. I think they'll be able to do that against Pittsburgh this week, and they'll be able to shut down that Pittsburgh offense, which isn't that difficult with the weapons that they have at the time. So those are my four picks for this week. Straight bet on every single one of those, and I'm going to parlay and teaser those, 6-point teaser as well. So going to, like last week, that round robin worked pretty good, so I'm going to do another one of those this week. But instead, I'm choosing five games, and I'm going to do 10 different bets three ways. So I'll have three picks, 10 bets of three picks between these five games. And they're actually team spreads, like I did over-unders like I did last week. So the first one is Arizona, over 20.5 points. I think they'll be able to get over the 3-touchdown mark on Pittsburgh. So I'm taking Arizona over 20.5. San Francisco is playing New Orleans. San Francisco over 20.5 points. I think San Francisco scores points, and they're playing New Orleans, whose defense is decent. So I think San Francisco will be able to get over that 20.5 mark. Team that has been doing good for me these past few weeks for the over is Tampa Bay. The over for that is 24.5. I'll take that against Indianapolis. I think they'll be able to get over that mark easily. They've been scoring a lot of points these past few weeks. The fourth game, or fourth team, is Seattle playing the LA Rams, and over 24.5. I know that's a little high, but I don't think the Rams defense is as good as people thought it was going to be with those high-priced athletes that they have on that defense. Jalen Ramsey, you know, is not looking that great. I think Seattle will be able to score over the 24.5 point mark. And the last team is New England over 26.5. I know that's even higher than the Seattle game. And New England's offense hasn't looked that good. If you watch the end of that Houston game when they came back, that is what I think you're going to see a lot of from here on out. Julian Edelman's going to play a huge part. They're going to get this thing going, I believe, against Kansas City at home. I believe they turn this around, score some points, and they want to do it in a big way. So I think they get over that 26.5 points. So those are the five games that I'm going to do a round robin of three bets. And then I got the four picks from earlier. So that's this week's picks. Hoping for a good week here. Be nice to get a perfect week, you know what I mean. But till next time, everybody, thank you for those who listen. Greatly appreciate it very much. So good luck in all your bets this week, no matter what sport you're betting on or anything. So I will catch you guys next week for week 15.